Hello and welcome to another edition of the Full Force News Burst brought to you by GeneralsJoes.com with me as your host, Chris Diagnostic 80 McLeod, or McLeod, as our next guests like to pronounce it. Joining me today to discuss the brand new complex base building system are the awesome Paul and Nicole, also known as Raging Spoon Toys. So without further ado, let's get stuck into this news burst. The complex base building system is a product that allows you to build industrial diodes as small or large as you like within a basic wall and floor system for use with multiple scales of action figures and toys. But don't take my word for it, let's hand this over to Team Raging Spoon to tell us more about this incredible system. First off, guys, thanks for coming on. Hope you're doing both well. Great to hear you again. How's things?
I am well. Things are going good. Nicole?
I'm doing great. We're really excited about the launch of Complex, and we're really excited to be talking to you too, Chris.
Oh, awesome. Well, if this is anything like the videos you guys put on Instagram and Facebook the other day, it's going to be amazing. I must say, I loved the little live videos you put together. They were really good. And so, like, honestly, it made me like jump into Small Joes and go, oh, crap, yeah, I need to pre-order that. So it was one of those things that, you know, even like people like myself who are like really kind of into this anyway and see you guys posting stuff all the time, you still need that kick up the butt sometimes. So your marketing stuff's doing really well at the moment. Is that you're doing, Nicole? Are you kicking him up the bum?
Just a little. We actually, so over, it's kind of goes back to Con last year, actually. We were at JoeCon and noticed that we had a lot of people coming by and saying that they wanted to come get a kit because they were on Instagram and they saw one of the kits for the figures painted on Nathan Aviard's page.
Oh, yeah.
And so that kind of, we got talking about it and decided, yeah, this is actually something we should probably be doing, is having a social media page. So we've been doing that for the last year. And then with Complex coming out, we really thought we needed to have some type of a marketing plan. So social media is where it's at. And that's what we've been pushing for the last couple of weeks.
Awesome. And like, obviously, with that, let's talk about Complex itself. Do you want to take us through what it is exactly, what, you know, all the kind of details at the kind of basic level for now?
Basic level, it's a modular base building system. It's designed not just as a dio, but something's printed on each side. So you can create a full base. Wave one consists of a wall and a set, and a floor set that comes with two floors.
Yeah.
And you can interchange them. You can make a floor a wall, but you cannot make a wall a floor.
Right, got you. That's in general, that's the case. I think if we had houses like that, it would be all over the place. So yeah, I understand the structural integrity there.
And then so inside of box one would be the wall. There's a wall and it has a connector on the bottom.
Yeah.
And sort of just an end stop connector as well, just to make things shiny. And there's two removable panels that can make a doorway into through the wall, or a half wall, or a little window. And you can plug things in the port on top of that one. So that's what comes in box one with the wall. And the floor comes with two floors, as I mentioned earlier.
Yeah.
There's a mesh grated side on one, and a concrete texture on the other, both of them painted, or actually they'll come, the plastic will come in that correct colors, won't be paint. So that'll be good. So that way there's no scratching off or rubbing off.
Sure.
As well, there's four different types of connectors. So you can connect them in various ways to create the base and go the directions you want to go with it.
Yeah. It's kind of like adult Lego. Which kind of Lego is adult Lego anyway now, but it's like that. It is building on a much kind of cooler, bigger scale, isn't it?
Yes.
Do you obviously we'll talk about kind of future plans later, but let's get the kind of the details out of the way first. So we've talked about what comes in the different sets. What kind of pricing are we talking for, and what do you get for those different price levels in the sets?
Okay, in the basic, if you're just wanting a single wall, The set was, we set the price at $18, the floor with the two floors in one pack, that is set at $20 for just if you're buying them singly by themselves.
Yeah.
We've also created five packs of each one, so you buy five at once, and whichever color that you prefer, the urban gray color or the sandy desert color. And yeah, those are set for the wall pack at 16 each, and if you're buying them in sets of five, and that brings the floors down to 18 each. And then currently through the end of the weekend, I think we extended it to the weekend to be, I think, March 11th on Monday.
Okay.
You can buy a builder's pack. The inside of that brings it down to roughly $15 each, but you get 8 walls and 8 floor packs, which would give you 16 floor panels.
Damn, that's what I went in for the other day after seeing your video. I jumped on a builder's pack, so I didn't realize there was actually that much in there. I thought it was less than that. So that's even better. That's great.
So yeah, there'll be 24 panels total with that.
Wow. Okay.
You made a good choice.
Yeah. I think I'm also going to be building the biggest diorama in human history with that as well. No, but what I love about it is it's just so versatile. Like, you can basically kind of put the whole thing together, but then it's almost like a canvas for you to kind of customize a little bit, to add obviously your own paint kind of apps. Am I correct in thinking that's like a way you've gone to kind of, you know, give people a little bit more kind of leeway and customizable wiggle room there?
Correct. You can there are some places where you can make your own paint apps. I tried to make as many things in the proper colors with the plastic.
Sure.
But there are sections where you'll be able to paint your own and design it how you want to. And then with the more stuff coming out in wave 2 and 3 and beyond, there'll be more ways to make it unique for you. And
well, that's awesome. Let's talk about kind of a few future ideas. So what we love to do on this podcast is we love to get new stuff and then it completely irrelevantly ignore all the stuff that's come before it, but before it's even out. So what can you tell us about the kind of future for, you know, what kind of ideas have you got for like all the different elements that you can kind of add to the base or different walls or things like that? What kind of stuff have you got in the pipeline?
We've already got to design 2 sort of planned away. I've already got the 3D designer paid for the most part to get that started drawing.
That helps.
Yep, it does help. We're hoping as soon as the wave 2 or wave 1 finishes, we'll be able to go ahead and start getting all the process rolling on wave 2, which includes a space-themed wall.
Wow.
Which may or may not look like the inside of a Death Star. I don't know.
Sweet.
So that one's it's going to be printed on list like the other walls. So going to be double-sided.
Yeah.
But the thickness is just going to be about the same thickness as your floor panel now.
Okay.
And there's also going to be a double-sided concrete wall. But what's going to make it more unique, it's going to be pitted. It's going to be able to have some kind of removable panels inside of it. But it will also be able to be split into 3 equal parts.
Yeah.
So you can create kind of third walls, 2/3 wall or
brilliant.
A full.
That's awesome. That's great. Oh, sorry. Yeah, carry on. More.
Yes, there's plenty more. So that's just that. Those are the 2 walls that are coming.
Yeah.
Then next there'll be a catwalk system. That was my number one priority, was to make a catwalk system.
Yeah, kind of like the kind of gridded metal catwalk kind of you see in like alien movies and things like that, right?
Not quite as much. I could have made the gridded one like that one, but I wanted to make it less like a normal, like you would find in a warehouse catwalk,
right?
And more Star Wars.
Okay,
kind of
so more polished
catwalk.
Yeah, more kind of complete. I get you.
And so, and that'll, you'll also be able to utilize those 1/3 walls and stuff as well, because they're going to be 2 inches in height or width. And then they'll have railings that connect on the side, so you're not wasting part of the spacing with railings.
That's cool. Okay, brilliant. And as we know in Star Wars, they don't really do railings half the time. Like the Death Star gunner guy who's like standing in the middle of nowhere just with no railing. So health and safety. But anyway, that's irrelevant. I'm glad you've thought of health and safety for the figures, for the action figures on this one. Dude,
gotta keep them protected.
Exactly. You can give them all like help, like hard hats as well to wear.
Ooh, there's an idea.
You can get those from Raging Spoon Customs.
Exactly. I love how you never miss a trick to promote that kind of stuff. That's good. And Okay, so any plans for kind of like the, I don't know, like standard issue street scene, like brick wall or like kind of pavement stuff, anything like that? Or is that kind of maybe a little bit further in the future?
That one's going to be more in the future, as I have to see kind of where I'm at after wave two, what I can fit in a single wave. But the other things, we have some more things coming in wave two. We have a column. Sort of a square column that you can slide in to help support it without having to add an actual wall in.
Oh, wicked.
And there's going to be bendable robot arms that attach to the sliding rails.
Amazing.
So you can, you know, use them as robotic arms to do whatever robotic arms do.
Yeah, robot.
Exactly. And then there will be that 7.1 millimeter hole that's in the bottom of the floor.
Okay.
Not the bottom of the floor, but
in the doorway, right?
In the doorway, correct.
Let's talk about that just in case people didn't see your video the other day. So where you have a doorway, at the moment you've got pieces that you can fill that doorway with, but they're not like actual acting doors as yet, are they? But that will come kind of soon. But you can kind of punch half of the door out, so you've got a square, and that's where you can kind of plug in, is it the 7.1 mil kind of gun emplacements that you can get on some G.I. Joe vehicles, correct?
Correct. You can, you'll be able to plug in there. You can plug in immediately those from the G.I. Joe vehicles, but we will, for Wave 2, have three more guns that will plug in there that we've created. But then you, in turn, so that your HISS tank or your POC vamp can have all of those various holes filled and plugged in.
Fantastic. Will be,
you can take those same ones.
And that was the reasoning for the actual hole gap size, wasn't it? That it was so that those weapons could kind of merge with it.
Correct. And I wanted, because my HISS tank wasn't complete. It only has like two guns on it, so it needs more.
Exactly. And also, that you've got smaller holes in the floor. Is that correct?
Correct. They're also on the wall as well. They're okay. The wall's a little bit different, but on every wall and floor, for the most part, there should be 1 inch above and 1 inch below the top and bottom. And there's going to be four across, and they'll be able to plug in different items.
Awesome.
And there's a 3.1 millimeter plug-in. And with that 3.1 millimeter plug-in, it's the same size as a G.I. Joe backpack peg.
Brilliant.
So you can use that.
And we're talking the modern, obviously, because you try and plug one of those fat backpack pegs into anything, it ain't going to happen, right?
Correct.
So, okay, we talked about future ideas and stuff. Where can you actually buy this first wave of product?
You can buy the first wave at smalljoes.com. So that's where you get that one.
And they're all on pre-order now, right?
Correct. They are on pre-order, and pre-order the system all the way up until they're released. You just will not be able to get the builder's pack for much longer.
Okay, so for those watching this video, and if it's Monday already, the 11th, then you've missed the opportunity to get this builder's pack. So make sure you get on Small Joe's, you pre-order the out of it, because it will be gone. I'll bleep that out, but it will be gone, or that option will be gone. So make sure you jump on it now. I certainly did, and it made me run to Small Joe's, and I was actually at my laptop, so I didn't actually need to run anywhere. It still made me run. So do that. Nicole, you've been doing some kind of product display videos, haven't you, on YouTube?
I sure have. I've been learning a lot about YouTube the last couple of weeks.
Awesome. It's fun, isn't it?
Yeah, it's been a little bit of a crash course, but it has been fun. I've actually found I've enjoyed it.
Awesome. And where can we actually find, is it Raging Spoon Toys on YouTube?
Yep, Raging Spoon Toys on YouTube. If you go to our Facebook page, there's videos that link over to it. So if you're already following us, it makes it a lot easier just to click right over.
And just to make it easier for everyone listening, I'll put all of the links in the YouTube comment kind of section, or the YouTube kind of description section on the Facebook page. We'll put all the links on there too, so you guys can actually go there, check it out, see it firsthand, as well as see it on this little video as well.
Thank you.
No worries. Before we get going, is there any other stuff you want to add or talk about?
A little bit. I'd like to talk about some other future product.
No, not interested.
Okay, then fine.
Guys. We're moving. No, go for it. Some more future stuff. This is lovely. Great. Go for it.
So, and still with those two more items, or three more items still coming in wave two, You're going to be able to, in those 3.1 millimeter holes we were talking about,
yes.
you're going to be able to plug in a rotating security camera.
Nice.
Kind of an updated look to the old 80s box style, because you can't just, a little bubble just wouldn't really translate well in the 3.1. So we've got that. And then we have a stand-up computer that's going to plug into the top side of the wall panel, the square one which you see the monitors at now.
Yeah.
You'll be able to change that out for a stand-up computer.
Brilliant.
And then, so that should be, then there's one more door. There'll be an active hinge door that you can plug in instead of just pretending that's a doorway.
Sure, that's cool. Just to also highlight for the listeners and viewers, it is kind of suitable for specifically 4-inch, but you can also, this is multiple scales can kind of use these kind of visual diodes, because you can stack them pretty high, can't you?
Yes, you can stack them with kind of as high as you want. I've tried to get the connectors to where they'll support it by themselves, but especially if you build up sidewalls and other things, you can build these pretty as high. So I've built about as high as 5 walls.
Oh, nice.
And then you threw them on the floor too, didn't you? And they all stayed together?
Yes.
I'll have to try and see if I can use that video on Facebook. And that was hilarious. When you just picked it up and threw it down.
Oh, you know what? That was pretty good. I want to go back and see if we can find it and just do like a clip of just that.
That could be a GIF.
Yes.
The prototypes were 6 inches by 6 inches, but we kind of neglected the 4% shrink rate. So they ended up being about 5 5¾ each, but with the connector that brings it up almost back to 6.
Okay.
So
yeah,
just for standard, it's just roughly about 6 inches by 6 inches. So if you're stacking 2 of them, you can fit any of your 6-inch figures or Brilliant. Your and things like that. So like you said earlier, the scale is more geared for 4-inch, but if you're doing the concrete wall or the graded mesh floors on those, scale's not really going to matter with those. Oh, it's just when you see things like computer screens, they're going to be more for your 4-inch collectors, and obviously a 6-inch figure wouldn't fit through that tiny doorway.
So, I'm just kind of thinking maybe for like kind of Transformers Masterpiece stuff, you could easily have like, I don't know, 3 or 4 stack high, maybe even 5, as you said, it can go that high. And then, you know, as long as it's the generic pattern, then you will not have that issue where it looks a little bit out of place. It will actually look really cool with that. So I think, this is going to work with lots of different scales of figures. And I love the other day on your video, you did actually show a vehicle kind of parked in. It's slotted in beautifully between just, I think, you know, one panel width effectively. And it looked really cool. It almost threw back to the old G.I. Joe headquarters, where you've got the little kind of space for the vamp and stuff like that. So I think people are going to be making some pretty amazing customs out of these. Are you excited to see that come back?
I am excited. I want to see what people do with them. And I'll be more excited to see when I get more things out, because I still don't think I've exhausted the things playing around with them, what you can do with Wave 1. But I'd be a lot more interested when there's lots more parts to play with.
Mm. We all love parts to play with, so that's good.
Exactly.
That's awesome, man. Anything else you want to add while we're here?
Well, even still, the future things coming up that you can think about, so that way you can start supporting Wave 1, so Wave 2 and 3 can happen where we want to go.
Exactly.
But there's also going to be some sliding doors, some sliding interior doors.
Wow.
Large bay doors. We want to build some laboratory systems, as well as surgical rooms, communication rooms. So the goal of the whole thing is to make a full base.
Yeah.
And whatever you can think of that can go inside of a base, we want to make it so you can make out your own headquarters for your villains, your good guy, your heroes, whatever.
Toxo Lab.
That's high on my list too.
So you're going to be as a side question on this, I mean, are you going to be making like large kind of pieces to kind of go in to kind of accompany it? Are you making full-on like sets where you could like make your own lab, but kind of still have a bit more mix and match going on for customizing purposes. Is it kind of going to be like that, or are we going to be talking like the odd piece here and there?
I still haven't figured it all out, but I'd like to make all the pieces to make your own lab.
That would be amazing.
And there's going to be some larger pieces, bigger than the 6x6. Like the interior sliding door would have to be the 6 inches tall, but it would have to be 12 inches wide.
Yeah.
And to accommodate a real door that actually slides open. The base for the entrance to the base where you're, it's going to be probably about, it'll be either 18 by 12 or,
wow,
or 18 by 18, but it's going to be to where you can open it up and have your piss tanks roll through, or
Rolling Thunder.
Correct. It should be large enough for that as well.
Damn.
As well, the way I've designed it, I think you can put it horizontally instead of doing it vertically, and then it would become like a hangar door or something.
Damn. Yeah. I think there was a few questions popped up. Maybe curved walls. Is that a possibility, or are we talking like Cybertronian technology and design work there?
I have some ideas for some curved walls and some hexagon walls.
Damn.
I want everything to integrate with one another, and so you're not having to buy, wave one and two are now obsolete. You have to go on to wave three. All the money you used is gone.
Sure.
So I don't want that to happen. So anything that I design is going to work with wave one and two.
Brilliant. Awesome. I can't bloody wait. I'm so excited to get these in hand and start, you know, knocking up a little diorama to kind of, my kind of ideal is to kind of make something that I can then use in like video reviews and stuff like that, so it'll be always in the background.
Ooh.
So that's something I'd like to do, and then obviously promote, you know, Raging Spoon Toys complex based building system at the end of each video. That would be kind of the ideal. So hopefully I won't need to buy another builder's pack.
No, you shouldn't.
I might do the kind of scale I'm thinking of. God, I can't wait. I'm so excited. Thank you guys for this. Is there anything else while we're here that you want to talk about the system?
I have something. One of the things that we kind of picked up on during the live broadcast that we did on Wednesday night was how much feedback we started getting from other people about what they wanted to see in future waves. And that actually spawned a lot of ideas that Paul's been kind of feeding off of the last few days. And I think that's really what we want to encourage, is for people to reach out either on social media or by email and really talk about what they want to see down the road. It doesn't mean that everything's going to be a possibility from a design perspective.
Yeah.
But
USS flag, USS flag. I'm just kidding.
Yeah.
You'll get that every 4 minutes, guaranteed.
And I'm sure we'll get some interesting things that'll come our way. But we also get really good ideas and really good suggestions. And I think ultimately,
like laser grid toilets.
Like laser grid toilets.
Thank you.
It doesn't get much better than that, does it? We had so much fun. We really did.
It was a really cool, like, I enjoyed it for the reason that everyone was kind of on there was actually genuinely interested and wanted to kind of see what the system was about and get a bit more kind of, you know, a few more questions answered. It's like there on the spot. It's a really good resource, I think. And I think if you guys, you know, if you, the more of those you do, probably the better it will be, you know, after the pre-order and everything. So
there will be castle walls coming in later.
Wow.
After wave two, I already have a different 3D designer working on those. I just need to have money to pay him.
Wow. So that's going to be perfect for, say, Vitruvian Hacks.
Or Castle Destro.
Or Castle Destro. Or 4-inch customized Masters of the Universe figures. Or that's awesome. Wow. And we're also going to be having horses from Boss Fight soon. So there'll be, that's amazing. Yeah. Wow. This is great stuff. So that's as well as, what else have we got in the future? We've got all those different ideas for space kind of bases and things like that. A castle. It's going to be amazing. Absolutely awesome. Thank you so much, guys, for coming on tonight and chatting
with
us.
Thank you for having us.
Not a problem. As you said before, smalljoes.com to pre-order that stuff now. Get on there, guys. Get it. And also, make sure you get that builder's pack, either in the sandy color or the gray. I went for gray because I feel like, I've, you know, there's more scope to I'm going to be able to paint on it. It's probably the same either way. But I can't wait to get involved with that set. Thank you so much, guys. That's it for this installment of the Full Force News Burst. Thank you to my awesome guests, Paul and Nicole. I just had to remember which name I'm using. Paul and Nicole. See you guys. And Eric and Steve and Brian. See you next time. And as always, Full Force.
Full Force.
Full Force. Make sure you get involved with the discussion by liking, sharing, and commenting on these videos. And as always, you can keep up with the show after listening by following on Twitter at The Full Force, liking the Facebook page, facebook.com/TheFullForce. And if you would like to contact the show, you can message us on either of these platforms with feedback, questions, or to say, who do you think you are? A serious operation now? No, not even close. Look out for more of these news bursts that we are posting on the Facebook page from now on. Full Force.